It's a very subjective thing, but I think for me, it's just whatever I think is really a great track's a great track, you know, whatever style it is.
The Mod Father, Paul Weller, ranks as royalty in British rock. But when it comes to music, he's made a career of looking beyond genre and right to the songs. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Paul Weller seems to stay a step ahead in his music, starting from the celebrated punk power pop of The Jam to his own evolving solo career. But one common thread that runs throughout is his fondness for looking back to music of the past. And from R&B bands to singer-songwriters, American sounds have steadily found their way into Weller's tunes. Well, nowhere is that more apparent than his 2004 covers album, Studio 150. That year, Paul and his longtime guitarist, Steve Craddock, were my guests at FUV, and I had the chance to ask about musical influences, old, new, and on both sides of the pond. Talk to us a little bit about the difference between the American and the UK thing. The difference in the radio has been well documented, but as someone who grew up in the UK, a lot of the records that you loved and absorbed are probably very different than the ones we loved and absorbed.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, from my own point of view, there's a real die-hard soul fan tradition in England, and it's been around, I guess, since the 50s, I suppose, really. And there's a real kind of love affair, I think, between white working-class youth and black American music. And I don't know what it is, but it's definitely there. For instance, when I went to see the Funk Brothers recently, I could see in those old fellas' eyes how much love and admiration us people had for them. And they know all their names, they know who played what on what record, and it's just that kind of real borders on train spotting, but it's love as well, you know. I guess also, I mean, you've got such a big country here, and you've got so many good people, so many good artists. Just think, it's probably so vast, this country as well. I mean, you could be big in one state, can't you?
I guess that's true.
I'd like to be big in one state, you know, I'd be quite happy.
And what state would that be if you could pick
sober.
One state?
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you walk near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall out of the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
What do you see as your contemporaries, your peers, the people you relate to?
I think it's very weird for me because I'm in that funny in-between middle-aged bit at the moment. Say, for instance, with me and Steve Craddock, you know, I mean, Steve's right. mid-30s, I'm like sort of late 40s, but I've got more in common musically with him, or probably most of his contemporaries, than I definitely would have with my ones. I mean, it's very hard to be sort of on a friendly basis with one of the Thompson twins, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's kind of not going to work, is it? And then the older people, the other generation above me, I mean, I've got to meet some of these people, you know, whether it's Pete or Ray Davis or Roger Daltrey, and that's all very nice, but I don't think I could have any kind of real musical dialogue with those people, because I don't know why. I guess because they were pioneers, and I don't know, they all seem very selfish to me. I mean, great as they are. But I've never noticed them to sort of share too much, whereas I don't feel like that. I think music's about passing the baton on.
Lover, there will be another one. Hover over you beneath the sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never come. Today, when you see me fly away beside you, shadow all the things you know.
From 2004, that's Paul Weller performing the Neil Young tune, Birds, live at FUV. To hear more from Paul Weller and many other artists, visit the audio archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.